Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ed Marr, broadcasting today from beautiful Mount Shasta, California, Northern California, and the signal being transmitted by Skype to my studio and KKNW at 1150 a.m. in Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During this part of the show, for the first 10 minutes or so, I'll be going over my upcoming trip to Peru and Machu Picchu. I'll be going twice this coming year from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, and again from May 17th to June 5th, 2020. In addition, at about 3:15 p.m., my friend, I'll be bringing in QAnon, my friend, who will be talking about some amazing things. I always enjoy talking to QAnon about the world. during the first hour, I talked about Mount Shasta and the amazing experiences we're having here, as well as many of the miracle healings which have been happening as well. One lady had her ligament completely healed that she'd been hurting since it was torn up since June. I myself have been in pain for the past week or so with some severe discomfort in my jaw about from some fillings that needed to be adjusted, and they've healed all the pain, so the pain's gone now, and so I'm just so happy about that. And if you do come to Mount Shasta, I'd recommend, if you wanted a miracle healing, go to a place called Ascension Rock, and you can do your prayers in there and ask for a healing there. The only thing is that pretty soon, next month, they're forecasting heavy snows for the area here, and when they have their heavy snows, you can't get into Ascension Rock. It's too much snow, and you can't get in. But if you'd like to go with me, I'll be going again, as I said, from in early July of next year, July 1st through the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th all the way through September 3rd. During my trip to Machu Picchu in January, we'll be going to. We start off the trip in Cusco, and Cusco is in the Sacred Valley in Peru. It's a fourth dimensional city, and what that means is that when you get off the plane in Cusco, you literally feel your vibrations go way up. When I've been there before, you just feel so good. It's not only the fact that it's 8,000 feet above sea level. But it's also a very, very high vibrational place. And so when you get there and you get off the plane, you feel this tremendous surge of good positive energy coming into you. We stay in an area right next to a place called – it's funny. It's a funny name, but it's called Sexy Woman. It's a ancient Inca site just really close by, and they've got such beautiful, tremendously beautiful high vibrational energy, that whole area. The Incas – themselves were a fourth dimensional Agartha civilization, and when they took over other Indians, they didn't kill them like other more brutal civilizations did. They instead would offer them an opportunity to to join if they wanted to join the Inca Empire, and it was always done in a very humane fashion. They didn't use a lot of death and destruction like the Spanish did. And you still feel that kind of benevolent, loving energy in that area. Not far from Cusco is a place called Alatatambo. It's a beautiful ancient Inca civilization. And you should see the kind of structures they've got around Alatatambo. It's set on a mountainside. And the structures are just so incredibly beautiful. We'll be going there for a day and a night, and then from there to Pizac and the Sacred Valley, and then we'll move up the valley to a place called Agua Caliente, which literally means hot water, hot springs, and that's where Machu Picchu is located. Agua Caliente has some wonderful hot springs, and I think they're really reasonable. They're only like $3 an hour or $2 an hour or whatever. But it's a very lovely place to go to hang out and visit. From there, we'll go up to the top of the mountain to the area where Machu Picchu is. And I've been told how to get into the Hollow Earth from Machu Picchu. They told me where to go and how to access it. So for those of you interested in coming with me, of course, I have to ask them if it's all right for you to come. But most people who come, there's no never any problem about getting the permission. But if you'd like to come and enter the Hollow Earth from Machu Picchu, then I can help facilitate that. After that, we'll be going to a place called Puno in Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca is about 5 or 6 hours south of Cusco. It's a beautiful lake, actually, and the city there is called Puno. There's also another entry to the Hollow Earth at the southern end of Lake Titicaca. There are also places to visit in Bolivia as well. Pretty amazing places in Bolivia to visit, but I don't know if we'll have time to visit them. But there are some pretty amazing spots. After that, we'll be going down to what's called the Nazca Lines and Paracas. The Nazca Lines are an area where it's an area where the extraterrestrials landed back many thousands of years ago, and you can still see their landings runways there. It's funny, but actually they weren't really discovered until about 19 I think the late 50s, 1959 or 1960, when a small plane flew over this area, and they were doing road excavation for a new road, Latin American highway through that area. And then they looked down, the pilot looked down, and he saw all these incredible runways and diagrams of different creatures and whatnot. And it turned out that these were all done by extraterrestrials. And then they felt horrible because they didn't realize that the road was cutting through all these archaeological sites. But they've saved everything that they can save. The road did cut through some areas, but they didn't realize what they were doing until afterwards. But they are preserved now, and that whole area is a fascinating area. There's also some other archaeological sites in the area too. I went to one site about an hour and a half south of Nazca when I was there about a year and a half ago, and at that site they had an Indian archaeological burial site. But the thing is about the skulls of these Indians, they were actually hu they had huge skulls, much larger than current humans did, and I think that they were hybrid Indian. They were hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls that these ETs had come in and tried to establish the colony, and they interbred with the local natives. So you saw that kind of different kind of evidence there. But that's also south of Nazca. And then I also contacted the extraterrestrials who were there, and I got the full story about what had happened to them and why they came. And the locals actually ended up killing many of them off because they didn't want them as part of they thought they were a threat to humanity, so they didn't want them as a threat to be there. So at any rate, but after that, then we'll be going to a place called Paracas, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Paracas, but Paracas has a an extraterrestrial a museum of so-called people, but the skulls are like in Egypt. They go back about, I don't know, 12 inches or so, 14. They're long, elongated skulls, huge skulls. They're not human. I mean, they're not fully human at any rate. And what I got from talking to the spirits who were there was that they were threats to humanity, and the local Indians killed them all off. It was about 500 AD. There were a few which escaped to the Andes, but most of them were killed off by the local Indians. So anyway, if you're interested in coming, the cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I'll also be giving free classes on contacting the ancient Inca and angels and spirits on the other side. I hope you can all come with me on this wonderful trip to Machu Picchu in Peru next year. If you're interested, please give me a call at in the United States at 509-750-9800. 9793, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's an amazing place. I've been there a couple times already. Peru's the sort of spot, kind of place where you can't really get enough of it. It's always an amazing place, and the airfares have been really reasonable. I know that from Vancouver, Canada, they had a special couple of months ago round trip from Vancouver to Lima, Peru, with a stopover in Mexico City on Interjet for $216 U.S. dollars round trip. I mean, I talked to my friends who fly across the states in Canada, and they said, we can't even fly that. It doesn't cost that much to – we pay that much to fly from, like, Vancouver to Calgary sometimes. I mean, it's ridiculous. So anyway, there were specials going on. I think there are some specials going on now. I think there was a fare or is a fare going out of Los Angeles for 500 round trip. Washington, D.C., another 500 round trip, 400 or 500 round trip. So there's all kinds of specials going on. Peru is one of those places where the where you can find some very, very, very good deals. So anyway, Eric, when QAnon calls in, just let me know, and we'll bring him on board. So anyway, I'm just waiting him now for him to call. But it's an amazing place. You can get some beautiful sweaters there in Peru for made for maybe only $10-$15. These beautiful wool sweaters that they handmade there. There's all kinds of gems and minerals available. Peru is a very wealthy country. It has all kinds of resources to it. And it's one of my favorite countries in the whole world. I've been going there for the last couple of years. And when we finish up the trip in Paracas has some of Peru's most beautiful beaches. It's also the home of what's called the island Islas Belisterias, which is like the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. They have tremendous amounts of wildlife and flora and fauna there that you don't find anywhere else in the world, and you can take a tour of this wildlife area, I think, for only $20 or $25 for the day. When you're there, it's well worth the trip to see this kind of beautiful wildlife that they've got. And anyway, it's well worth the trip, and there's so many things you can do. And then flying in and out of Peru, probably you can find your best airfares flying in and out of Lima, but you can also fly directly in and out of Cusco if that's easier. Although I think the airfare is a little bit more expensive flying in and out of Cusco. So anyway, I hope you can all come sometime to Peru with me. It's an amazing place. As I was talking with Simon Parks last week, it's been an amazing time. I'm waiting now for QAnon to call in. One thing that QAnon did mention to me a few months ago was regarding what was happening next month as a time as disclosure about 9/11 and the truth coming out. And I'm interested in his upbeat on that. Simon said that there'd been a declaration of martial law by President Trump and the mobilization of the U.S. Marines on an emergency basis, which I thought was pretty amazing. The media, of course, doesn't talk about it, but I did look it up and did verify that there'd been an emergency order mobilizing the Marines in the U.S. Check, and I did get the apparently Q is having some transmission problems. Hold on here. Okay. Okay, I just call in now. He's still, yeah, he's still trying to call in. Is not able to call in yet, but I hope he gets in this time. Eric, if you don't mind, go ahead and play some of the water song music, and I'll see if I'll reach him to call in. If you don't mind doing that, and I'll call him. I'll try to get a hold of Q now to get him on the line. Thank you so much for playing that song again, Eric. The waters, Japanese water song is one of my favorite. Anyway, I want to say we are able to reach Q. Thank you so much for calling in, my friend. I appreciate you so much for calling in today.
Well, Ted, I know this is redundant, and we have a special relationship, but I can only thank you so much for your unbelievable tenacity to keep going, regardless of what happens to you. And you are very brave to work with me, and vice versa. I hope we're getting it done.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, QAnon, for saying that. I really appreciate it. I honestly faced some challenges when I got back from India. I got sick, and then I had my teeth to deal with, and my teeth now are almost healed. They gave me a miracle healing night before last, and the pain that I've been experiencing, some of the worst in my entire life, is now gone, completely healed. So now I've still got a bad still remnants of a bad cold, bad cough, but a friend of mine's given me some good anti-cough medicine, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm on the mend. So anyway, and I'm glad you're here today. I was going to ask you, a few months ago you were on my show, and you talked about November being a truth time where the truth would be coming out about 9/11, and there'd be a lot of arrests coming out. What do you see happening in the next month? And that's just like right around the corner, a few days away now.
Yes, I mean, we have to give credit to a lot of people who are doing a lot of work, like you, whether it be Simon Parks or David Icke. This awareness campaign, we might call it, whether it's the QAnon first or whatever you would like to choose, you get your information from. This is part of the timeline and the information that we all absorb, and we say whether it's real or not based on how. So we can choose to pick our present, or we can live in the past, and that's, we have a choice now. Do we want to keep continuing what we already lived, or do we want to make a new world for ourselves? And what I think you're going to see, based on the timelines that we observe, is that the organic truth of our past is coming out, and we're not going to have a choice in it.
Okay.
So you really don't have a choice. I have a friend of mine who has a great saying that we don't get it. you get the truth whether you like it or not. I love this thing. Okay, that's going to happen. And don't look for some leader to create this great storyline for the media and our government, being the key word there. We're going to do it organically. We're tuckered out. We know what happened, and let's take care of it.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I know also that this is a time of truth, too, that things are true will be self-evident as being true. And with that, I know that there's been a lot of cover-up regarding what actually happened at 9/11, but I think that's falling aside. I don't think they'll be able to cover up any longer past November. That's just my guess.
Yeah, right. So, you know, one of the greatest groups that I've seen organically is, I have direct communication with these folks, is the 2000 architects and engineers and their mm-hmm. lobbying campaign through the Supreme Court. And that's mm-hmm. A real case, and it's really happening. And you can't drop buildings. You can't drop three buildings directly in their footprint. I mean, come on, Ray Charles can see this. Airplanes can't fly 600 miles an hour under 500 feet off the air, at least those planes. And so, you know, we have to start collaborating and saying, okay, who, you know, we've got this bureaucracy in front of us that we've made it so we can't make decisions. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful design.
Right.
That's wrong. Now, why mm-hmm. do we have all these layers of bureaucracy? And I hope that that's the next generation of us gets solved for sure. Our children need reconciliation, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. People, I'd love some updates. Simon Parks talked about this on his show, on my show here last week, about mm-hmm. There's been so many times where people have tried to assassinate President Trump, and he actually mobilized all the Marines here about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening as a result of those mobilizations? Do you know?
Yeah, so I know you're aware of my relationships. And mm-hmm. If people want to ask about how we network, I'm happy to answer those questions now. We're ready to expose what's going on. But to answer your question, the Marines are one of the few folks, as you know, that are here to protect United States citizens, and they will die to do so, and never, ever forget it. They take a very, very special oath. They're very special individuals. Mm-hmm. We should give them great care and love in the United States of America. They're the only thing protecting us from sovereignty and or non-sovereignty, and we're treading a very, very fine line currently. The Marines are there to protect the issues related to us and or the president. Mm-hmm. The only one that really gives a crap about anybody is Donald Trump. I'm sorry. You see media posts that may not be authentic, but that is someone who really cares about our sovereignty. And that's what the Marines are being called back.
Interesting. How long do you think – they're still mobilized now, aren't they? And how long do you think they will be continued to mobilize?
This is going to go on for a while, Ted. And, we're going to have a hard time getting the truth out through our media, I'm sorry to say. And, I'm sorry to say that I hope everybody has, a month of food, a month of water, because you and I and your audiences are very savvy. But there's a lot of folks still going around in circles chasing survival Federal Reserve notes, and they don't really see what's happening yet because they turn on the Cartoon Network every day.
Right, right. Well, the Cartoon Network now has actually more viewers than CNN does, has had for some time. And it sounds like a joke, but it's true. And then I haven't looked at the financials of CNN, but I have a feeling they're running in the red. So they're being supported by somebody in the negative camp. because nobody watches them anymore. And I don't know. Well, anyway, I mean, people are, of course, free to watch whoever they want to watch. But the people, even the population, realizes that what they're saying is not the truth. So they've just lost all kinds of viewers. Most businesses, when you run yourself in the red like that, you're not going to be operating anymore. But somehow they manage to stay afloat. So, I'm looking forward to the time when the system changes. And what I've been told too is that with the rising vibrations of the planet, Q, is that there are a lot of negative entities who are trying desperately to stay here on the planet, and they're grabbing anyone and anything that they can to kind of hang on, but they won't be able to do it for much longer because we'll be seeing a shift into the fifth dimension. Another places by next year.
Yeah, that's obviously very sensitive information, and that's the real conversation we should all be having. It that we mm-hmm. have the opportunity each and every second of each day to choose what we prefer and make our own mm-hmm. reality. It of course comes out as trite. It gets tired here and it gets squashed with the bill that comes in the mail, but we really have the ability to choose what we want. And unfortunately, the most controversial subject I will ever talk about on your show is that we are light beings experiencing what it's like to be this version of humans. And you have a lot of aliens running around, and not everyone's thoughts are there. And it's disappointing when I forgive me for being so long-winded, but when you have aliens on a beautiful planet like this who can stop time and regress people, progress people, it becomes a very difficult place to live. Now, these are my beliefs.
I agree.
They don't have to be everyone's beliefs, but this is what I'm watching. I experience it every day. This is why I'm here. And, you know it, and I know it. There is a lot of aliens here that have a dark agenda.
Sure, right. There's a new book that came out. It just came out. Well, it came out a year and a half ago. I didn't realize that it was in circulation until I was at the Soul Connections bookstore here in Mount Shasta yesterday. And I bought a copy. It's called The Alien Agenda, How the Reptilians Want to Split Up and Divide and Conquer Humanity. And it's by Lynn Kasten. Now, I've had Lynn Kasten on my show a couple of years ago. I really like his work, so I'm going to invite him back again. But that book is amazing, and it's got some pretty incredible things in it. On how they've tried to split us up and split us up, divide us, and then conquer us. So that's same old. The whole book is a fairly well written book, well documented. One of the things it had in it was I didn't really realize this before, but they had an advertisement from Korea for the new 5G system they're trying to put in South Korea. Mm-hmm. And guess what kind of what the promotional poster had on it?
AI is your friend.
No, worse. Worse. It showed about five or six different Korean people staring at their phone and the new 5G system, and sitting on their shoulders were reptilians, bipedal reptilians, riding them on every one as they did their phone with the 5G system. Now that's pretty telling. Anyway, I got the book. I didn't get a hold of Lynn and have him on my show and talk about it, but yeah, pretty amazing.
Well, we are catching up, already... but you know, I do see I think the one thing that we have to remember, these are very, very ancient beings, and they're very, very intelligent. Mm-hmm. They have great abilities, mm-hmm. Their thought process is, you know, controlling our society is, they believe they're above us. you listen to the other people you have on, they've got it right, you know.
Right.
I think Simon Parks, who you have on your radio show, he's right. Eisenhower's right. Ike was right. All these guys know where these people reside. They created our monetary system. They created many of these systems that we believe in, and I'm encouraging everybody to believe in what they really want.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. I agree. Yep. I agree totally.
And I think we're all tired of this monster. This is ridiculous. This is just absolute. Cannot own anything. We're all sharing and experiencing this.
Right, right.
Right. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Getting rid of these things would be one item I would point out too.
Yeah. I had my suspicions about 5G, but after seeing that sign, and it was from an actual poster in Korea that was widely used to promote 5G about a year and a half ago. I don't know where Len got it, but I don't know how he got it, but I congratulate him on finding it because it really shows me, you know, what it's all about. In my book, Messages from the Masters, there's an advertisement by Geico. And Geico had this commercial about a year and a half ago, 2 years now, where this alligator sitting around with his human friends, and he's talking about eating humans, and that's supposed to be funny. That was on a television commercial that you could watch that. So anyway, that's in my book. I don't consider it very funny to eat humans, but maybe the reptilians do. I don't know.
Well, it's like an appetizer for them, I think. Now, if you do, you know, 5G is a great topic to talk about today if you want to keep going. So one of the steps for 5G is our alternating current. And if people want to start learning about electromagnetic frequencies, a good place to go would be Sam Milham's book, Dirty Power. And so why Sam's work is so powerful is that he's a former administrator of public health for the United States of America in many, mm-hmm. New York and in Washington State. And what he did is he verified why people are getting cancer through EMF frequency. So he validated the fact that people in cities are getting cancer. The people in the country, same population, by the way, are not getting cancer. And he could do root cause analysis. He started auditing all the homes and buildings. So wherever there's fluorescent light bulbs and wherever there's variable frequency drives on air conditioning and heating units in buildings, that transmits this EMF frequency in our grounding and our ground fault system to our electrical grid system. Not a big deal if it's just one building, but let's do 1,000 buildings. Let's do 1,000. Now we are transmitting this EMF frequency, and 5G is another overlay for it. And before I forget, there are many people that are trying to reach out to me. I've lost my legacy phone connection, but I will reach out to these people. So I am working diligently with other light workers, if you will. And forgive me the population that I owe phone calls back because I've had to replace my phone.
Okay. Understood. Understood, my friend. No worries. No worries. When you said it's going to go on for a long time, how long? 2 years? 3 years? You think?
No, that's not my opinion, and it's going to be hard for me to hold to a time, if you will, because I believe the timelines are up to us. But you know a lot about me, Ted, and so you got me on the spot.
Sure.
But you know, we really mm-hmm. have to learn quickly now. We really have to learn it now. And we have the opportunity now to quit talking on these machines and doing our work. go create a life of perfect balance right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I talked about this during the last hour, but Nostradamus at one time, back in the late 80s, thought that we would shift into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. Then about 10 years ago, it shifted to 25 years ago, actually, to 2028. Then it shifted to 2025, 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago, what Simon told me, 2025. Then it was going to be 2023, as recently as last year. Now it's going to be shifting July 2020. We're looking at 7 months away. Next year, Shasta is going to be one of the first places going into the fifth dimension. We are doing fantastic as humanity in shifting into these higher frequencies. So when you mention about how long, when I just asked, you're right, about how long this is going to last, we could actually change everything tomorrow if we wanted to. I mean, that's, we have the ability to do that.
You're right. You're right. You know, a really great person to listen to. There's, you know, obviously you've met many positive aliens on this planet. One that is positive, in my opinion, there's some good information, who represents our duality that we live in. And that is, you know, Daryl Ankle's channel of Bashar. And what's interesting about Bashar is he has the ability to say, I don't know what right or wrong is. If you want to experience duality, it's up to you. If you think you hate something, if you think you love something, you're really a light being, and you're only right now. Nothing exists except right now. So it's your choice to do whatever you want. And I thank so many of these people for awakening me into my abilities too. Is you know, the reality of this dimension, as you call it, is we're only really right now. So what is your choice? I hope that helps.
Of course, you want to live right now and do what you can. Yeah, you want to live right now and create a better world. You have mentioned before about the effects of media, especially the tell you vision.
Do you think if people
Well, you could. Yeah, you could put a
We can make our own machine, Ted.
Circle
it's
around
Ted
it.
Ted Mar tell you vision.
Well, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that, Q. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. yeah, that's funny. That's funny. But do you think people are waking up about the tell you vision and how it affects their ability to think independently?
You know, it is one of the action items I have every day when I get around to the population, and that is, it is a mixed bag. You know, it's very effective. The tell you vision is now about 2.5 inches by 6 inches. It's on our phone devices now. And the networking that we're doing is the predominant tool now of how people are believing a storyline. And the best way to observe tell you vision, in my opinion, now is the youth. And so I am watching a lot of people below 25. And they're catching on a lot faster, in my opinion, than the baby boomers.
Well, true. I agree. Yeah.
That would be my opinion. And you know, I think we're both on the same page in that there's so many people waking up in our youth that it's just inevitable what the future's going to look like, and that is a lot more balance and a lot more. But it doesn't mean that we cannot stop working. We've got to keep grinding on here.
A lot of the youth, especially though, are starseed children, and they've come in specifically to raise the consciousness and the vibrations of the planet, and they are already awake, and for them it's going to be a lot faster, and they're our savior. for the planet, for humanity. They're the ones waking up.
Yep, that's my experience too with the children that I'm around. They're they're going, okay, why do we do it this way? This doesn't. Why would you do it? Why am I living in backward land, by the way?
Well, you know, it's a difficult time too for many people because the vibrations of the planet are rising. And for many thousands of years, our bodies existed at 7.8 hertz, the frequency of planet Earth. It's called the Schumann resonance. Now there's places on the planet where it's over 1,000 hertz. And so we're supposed to catch up literally within a few years on this new frequency. And no wonder, if you're tired, that's what you're feeling. A lot of that is what you're feeling.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, this version of humans, you know, we didn't get all our toolkits, if you will. There's a few people on our planet that did, though. You know, and
yeah,
you know,
true.
That's why we're so far behind. Is we've got we're genetically the DNA should really be a question for all of us. You know, there's a lot of good people on that come on your shows that are pointing that out. Is if you didn't have this DNA clogging your true essence, you'd have a lot of your toolkit. But unfortunately, you only get a portion of this strand of DNA to receive your true light being. The short version.
Right. Well, that's changing, isn't it? I mean, isn't the ascension process and the higher vibrations, isn't that awakening this so much of our DNA that's asleep?
Right. So the body is a portion of us, as you know. And when we look at ourselves, we should see us as a light being first, experiencing through the physical body. And I know this was redundant information for your high level of listeners. We're a light being. We're unbelievable, peaceful light beings who have unconditional knowledge. We have all the knowledge of the universe, and we're experiencing this body without that knowledge. This being. Some of us get a little more than others, depending on the bloodlines and the lineage of genetics. But for the most part, as a stereotype, a lot of us only get a very fraction of what we were really capable of. And to your point, and to your question, this version of human has the ability to keep expanding and receiving more of our light. That's correct.
And that's good. That's good.
And it's not fast enough, is it, Ted?
No, all of my light worker friends I talked to, they said, well, why didn't this happen yesterday? And I said, well, we're all trying. You know, we do the best we can. That's all you can do here on the planet.
That's right. And that's why we're here. And that, you know, we're growing. We're growing and experiencing. And duality, it should be the big question. You're not here to learn right or wrong. You're here to experience beautiful play. In your life, you have all the knowledge of the universe, but it's now being restricted because you're in this body. That's interesting.
That's true. Q. How long is? Don't mind me asking. Did you sign a contract up to be here on the planet to help with the ascension, or is it open ended as far as your commitment here goes?
So that's a fun question. Let's just call me a volunteer, all right? And
okay,
you asked the question. I'm one of three. There's three of us, but we also have helpers around us too on top of it all. So just know that I'm one of three of us, and I was voted to be the pony dog show, if you will. So I get to do the talking, and I think you'll look forward in the future that I will probably create some kind of media. I expect a media blackout before too long here, but we're going to create constant opportunities for people to interact with me and do some coaching and so forth is what I've been directed to volunteer to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it is quite a privilege and quite a burden to see a lot of the future in the timeline. I have to be very careful. I want to be very careful because I care about everybody. I want everybody to have everything.
Uh-huh.
And I love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that without even a quiver. We all deserve everything, anytime, anywhere, because we're all very, very connected as one.
Well, I for one, and I'm sure all of my listeners around the world feel the same way, that are so happy that you're helping, you and your friends are helping us here with our ascension process here on planet Earth.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I just love all of these radio shows and these media channels, because that is really why I'm here, is I get to learn while I'm here. I'm not this unbelievable source of information. I'm just absorbing the information that we all are experiencing, and I get to transfer it, and then collectively we get to do something with it. So you can assume that I'm part of a supercomputer, which is our consciousness, and I get to transfer everything I get to experience. And so the more we have these media outlets, you know, I can't thank Alexander Meter's Galactic Connections. That's a great one. You got so many people that are doing the work. And as I absorb it, we get to translate it into this collective directive. And I think you all know that it goes to very, very high locations in our United States of America and in our galactic. So everything I learn is transferred. So I'm just a sponge. You can call me just a sponge who transfers the information. And I try and do the same thing backwards. Just deliver the information that I get to learn from the other sponges.
Sure.
It's been very rewarding.
I hope you don't mind me asking.
I can tell you we're doing a lot of good work.
If you look at this,
in my lifetime, where we've come from and now where we are, it's unbelievable. And you know, I'm only 14 years old.
Sure. Sure. we've got about 8 minutes left, or 7 minutes left now. Q, and there was a prediction when President Trump assumed office that he would not last his entire term, and instead that he would turn over the country to what, a constitutional convention, or there'd be a new republic established. What do you see from your perspective? Now, I know it's difficult to mention, you know, what's going to happen for his future timelines go. Do you still see that something like that happening, or do you think that we'll continue with the normal election process?
All right. So obviously those are very close friends of mine. Okay. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
The campaign to impeach Donald Trump started the day before he was elected president. So this is not news to the Trump family. This is exact. There's nothing that has not been uncovered here. So the media and all of these attacks are column fodder or white noise. This is just normal. And your clues to it are that you do see so much column fodder and white noise in attacks. The goal, you must know that there are silos within all the military factions. And some of the silos are heavier handed in some of the military than others. So maybe we have one silo in the Marines who wants to be very supportive of the campaign. And then there are some factions in the Air Force, we might say, that none of them are supportive. So let's just take a bunch of these silos.
Right.
All these silos in each military faction, they all have contradictions within them. Okay.
Okay.
The goal for some of these silos is to make sure we do this for another 4 years with the regime and the people that are put into place right now. Okay. You must realize that they don't have a lot of power where they're at, but they can coddle and help corral some of these issues. So the real issues are the legacy corporations and the technology they've hidden from us and the militaries that we don't even know of. Okay. So that's the unknown precedent coming forward is how much of their muscle are they going to flex when they whip out their guided wave radar beams on humanity, etc. There is much technology that has not been delivered to humanity, but it's on this planet. I will also say there are very, very, very powerful aliens on this planet, and they can do mind control of very, very key people.
Sure.
Now, so I am not impressed with any one government individual. I'm more concerned about how are we going to deal with the aliens who want to run this.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, good answer. Thank you.
And it's up to us, and that's that.
Yeah. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left, and I'd want to give you the rest of the time, Q, to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Well, that's so nice, Ted. Thank you for letting me be so outspoken. Remember that my beliefs are just my beliefs, not anyone else's. So we have the opportunity.
My pleasure.
We really should start thinking about where our thoughts come from. And I hope that everyone who listens to your show can sit on the couch, on the beach, in the forest, and watch where their thoughts are coming from. And I think you're going to find which ones are yours and which ones are something or someone else's. And
makes sense.
That would be my suggestion for humanity and myself is why did that thought come into play? We don't have brains where we come from.
Right.
And that's what I believe.
Okay, good. Good answer. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, my last question is people ask me, how do we make this world a better place? What would you tell them?
Well, what else is there but other than just caring, giving great care for everything we say, just great care in everything we believe, just great care because our reality is what we believe.
I always say trust your heart, mind. Always follow your intuition regarding what you should do in life and how to make the world a better place. And if you see a homeless person on the street, I always give them a dollar or two. If I don't have any money, I just try to give them some words of encouragement. Because it's the small things that count, not so much the big things, but the small things that count in treating each other with kindness, love, and respect that really carries a goes a long ways in making this world a better place. So that's how I look at it when people ask me how to make this world a better place. It's just to treat each other with love and kindness and just,
That's perfect, Ted. That's beautiful. Thank you.
You know, and remember what goes around comes around. Even if you deal with somebody who's having a bad day, who's not very nice to you, just remember that a lot of times they're dealing with things that are not personal. It's nothing personal against you, just things that they're dealing with. And if you treat them with love and kindness, that'll help them to find their way in their own spiritual path. QAnon, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and I want to thank everyone so much for listening. Next Friday is the 6th anniversary of my Out of This World Radio, plus it's also my birthday, too. So we're going to have a very special program that day. Simon's due to come on, but the second hour Sign will be first hour, and the second hour will be a celebration of the show for 6 years, as well as my birthday. So, and I should feel better by then as well. I'm broadcasting live today from beautiful Mount Shasta. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day, and thank you again, Q, so much for coming on today.